her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it.
Over at The Athletic, they tried to dive in to this question. How much does every NFL owner want to win a team-by-team breakdown of their efforts? Again, over at The Athletic. And there are four different categories that they came up with, Chu, that they kind of sorted every team into.
Okay.
Well, I guess there's a fifth. But the Packers, I don't think you would put them in the ones towards the bottom. But the five categories are contention, willing to do what it takes, content to compete, trying to get it right, and stuck in struggle mode.
Okay.
Which category do you believe the Packers landed in over in this article of what the, again, for the Packers, it's the president, not necessarily the owner, but the money is basically what they're talking about here. Where do you think they fall?
So you only get to choose one of them?
Yep, the Packers are in one of those five categories.
Content to compete.
They are not in that category. The teams in the content to compete include Arizona, Cincinnati, and New Orleans.
What was the third one?
That was the third one, content to compete. Trying to get it right.
What's number one? What's number
contention.
One? Contention. I don't want to. It better not be do whatever it takes.
Willing to do what it takes to win.
That is.
Is where they fall.
It's a bad article.
In that category, it's the Packers, the Chargers, the Rams, the Dolphins, the Vikings, Niners, Bucks, and Commies. So contention is basically, I mean, it's the four teams at the top. The Ravens, Bills, Lions, Chiefs, Eagles.
And which category was that again?
That was the top category, contention mode.
Okay, maybe they just worded it a little bit.
Yeah, I think they kind of, way they worded it, I think, is a little weird,
yeah.
But they're basically putting the Packers in that second category right now, where it's basically they're not necessarily
on. Okay, I guess that's fair, because I wouldn't put them in to do whatever it takes, make whatever moves possible in order to win a Super Bowl. I think they're like, let's stay in contention. Let's not mortgage the future.
Yeah,
steady the ship.
The blurb is, the league's only publicly owned team, the Packers always seem to have a clear vision of what it takes to win.
Yes, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
That seems about right to me.
Are you okay with them there?
Yeah, I am right now. Again, I think what I'm starting to realize this offseason is we continue to have these conversations around the draft and what the Packers are going to do. I wonder if I was wrong saying 2025 was the year, and maybe it's 2026. Like, not to say they can't like have things fall into place, and you know they elevate beyond my expectations, because that's always possible. But looking at this roster, looking what was available to them in free agency, I just don't know if they can make the necessary improvements to elevate them to a level of, I mean, just the other teams in the NFC of like the Lions or the Eagles. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's got to be a lot of growth coming from positions of need, and like Lucas Van Ness suddenly has to become a competent player, and just things I don't think are necessarily going to happen.
It feels a little bit to me of chasing your tail a little bit, because because my expectations going into this year are going to be pretty much the same as they were last year.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that kind of where you're at?
That's kind of where I'm at right now.
But next year, okay, they add a few pieces, but Gabe, next year, you're kind of chasing your tail again. What do you do with Christian Watson? He could be gone, right? What do you do with Romeo Doubs? Could be gone. And then you got to reload that position.
Well, again, I mean, which is why you need a wide receiver this year in the draft. You need to spend a high draft pick.
What's high? First or second round?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Which they will, I think, in the second round. But, you know, it's all about timing. Josh Jacobs, awesome, right? Last year. This year, hopefully he gets to as close as he can to that again. But then again, running backs' numbers, when it comes to age, are different than everyone else. Then you got to reload that position. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Offensive line, they got to reload. DB, they got to reload. I'm saying is
they got to reload DB this year. Offensive line is going to be a bigger issue next year because they need to make a decision on three starters.
Yeah.
Which again, those are decisions too that could be made before this season even starts.
Yeah.
Right? Like Zach Tom, if you go into the season without a Zach Tom extension, I'm going to have a lot of questions. And maybe you decide, "Hey, we're going to extend Zach Tom, and because we extend Zach Tom, we can't extend, you know, we think we can do better at left tackle next year," right? Like, we'll play this contract out, and then maybe we can do better and try to figure something else out.
You know what? They're probably going to wait and see. If they don't do it before the start of the season, it's all going to depend on Morgan, right? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's going to be like, oh, he can play. All right, let's sign Rasheed Wallace.
Walker.
Rasheed Wallace is, yeah.
I mean, that one I had to. Like, Rasheed Wallace is a whole other person.
Yeah, I know. I went right to Braveheart.
What?
I don't know, I had Braveheart in my head for some reason.
Wait. You went Rasheed Wallace, the former Piston.
I was thinking William Wallace.
And somehow I'm supposed to believe that you...
It's Tuesday.
You got some wires crossed up there, pal.
So they could get him kind of a middle of the pack left tackle as far as paying him, and then obviously Morgan would be on his rookie deal. Mm-hmm. So I would just like him to use all of the tools available to him. Free agency, and he has used free agency. He didn't use it in the spots that I may have used. But I think the positions that – here's the positions he loves is quarterback, tight end.
Yep.
Linebacker.
Uh-huh.
Safety.
Yep.
I have no concerns there. No. They're solid. They're good.
Yep.
It's just the other ones. But the problem is you can backfill them, Gabe, but they got to hit.
Yeah.
You don't have to hit 100%, but when you're backfilling.
But that, I mean, again, it all comes back to how this whole thing is connected. The fact that there is only one player remaining from the, the 2020 draft class and the 2019 draft class, there's only one player. It's Jordan Love.
Is it really?
That's all you got.
And see, with the offensive line, I know Jason was talking about their backups earlier and how their tackles.
Well, they were playing their tackles. Gabe, they were playing their tackles at guard in the Eagles game, is what you were
Gabe,
saying.
But Gabe, those guys to me don't look like they can play.
No, I mean, and
I don't.
So,
I don't.
So, Chewy, if you can't play, right? Like, you're not good.
Yeah.
And now they're asking you to play out of position. Like, that's even worse.
It's harder to play tackle than it is guard because you're insulated at guard.
Oh,
at tackle, you're on an island.
But I got to imagine.
These guys' feet were absolutely horrible.
But I got to imagine it's tough to play guard when you've been working at tackle all season.
But you're insulated. You have people around you that can kind of help you when you feel a little more comfortable.
But it's a different position.
When you're a left tackle and you got a Hutchinson there.
Oh, yeah, you're on an island.
You are on an island.
But I got to imagine it's also hard.
Basing it upon, Gabe, the feet I saw in that Philadelphia game.
Oh, yeah.
Your feet are a lot more important at tackle than they are at guard.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why, you know, we haven't really seen Kadeem Telford play. And they've, you know, talked about kicking Elton Jenkins out to tackle and doing different things like that versus the actual tackles that they had in backup positions. But it's going to be an interesting draft, that is for sure. But before we even get to the draft, apparently we do have some power rankings, some fresh, hot off the press power rankings. So Chewy doesn't even have to come up with his own list, as ESPN.com has some NFL power rankings we get to next. But I want to tell you about our friends at Fifth Third Bank. Is your business ready to take the next step? At Fifth Third Commercial Bank, Wisconsin, our team of local experienced advisors is here to propel you forward. We understand your needs and offer in-depth expertise, cutting-edge technology, tailored solutions to streamline your cash collections, automate payments, and safeguard your assets with top-notch fraud mitigation tools. But what's also great to me about Fifth Third Bank, yes, they have all these great tools that are going to help your business, but you are really going to enjoy the people that you work with. I love spending time anytime I can with the folks over at Fifth Third Bank, and they're going to make sure that your business is heading in that right direction. Contact Fifth Third in downtown Milwaukee today. Let's eliminate the non-value ad work so you can focus on what truly matters most, growing your business. Fifth Third Bank, National Association, custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What's the one thing you say almost weekly here on the show?
Less eat.
Try again.
I don't know.
What's the one thing you've got?
Big boobs.
You've got time.
Oh, time.
You've got time.
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
We got there.
Took off. I needed a few more hints.
What? Yeah. You put you in a... That's Dave's fault.
On 94.5 ESPN.
During the NFL offseason, every once in a while, Chewy has to come up with his own list. And by come up with his own list, he just kind of Googles something he's feeling, you know. Oh, we were talking about this. Let's see what this list looks like on mine. But we don't have to do that today. We have post-free agency power rankings. I'm Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, big guy, you catch the game?
It's power rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night?
It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, big guy, you catch the game?
It's power rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night?
Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
Okay, like Gabe said, this is post-free agency rankings. Pretty fair, I think. Pretty
okay.
Fair. Pretty good list. So with that being said, Joshy and Gabe are going to go head-to-head. Give me number 10.
I know the last two because I looked at them to see these specifically.
Oh.
So I'm going to recuse myself from the 10 and 9.
All right, Gabe, it's on you. This is you can gain some ground here.
Okay, but okay, so if Joshy was looking at the list, if I'm putting together context clues, clearly one of these two teams is going to be the Packers because he was curious where that team was. And if he was comparing them against another team, I would say, going back to a conversation we had last week when you threw down your headset because I put the Packers ahead of this team, that could be the other team Joshy was looking at. So, I mean, I had listed here, I had the Chargers at 10, Packers at 9, but based off of Joshy's information, I think I have to go Vikings at 10, Packers at 9.
Nailed it. Nailed it. Is that fair, though?
We can start it at 8 because I feel Josh gave me some pretty big hints there.
Who did Minnesota add? I know they re-signed a few of their players, but didn't they add a couple D linemen?
Yeah, but it's just, I think, but it's not like anybody who is like front crazy line. You know, it's similar to the Packers adding to their offensive line, right?
So if they re-signed Darnold, do you think they would have been at 9?
I do.
You do?
Because you're walking, I mean, fair? Again, you're walking yeah. away
proof
from
proof of concept.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. I mean, and J.J. McCarthy, as high as they were on him last year.
Yeah.
Like, do I think that J.J. McCarthy is going to step in year one as a starter, coming off of a pretty major knee surgery, and put up the stats that Darnold put up this year? I don't.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, he could be obviously the answer in the future, but year one, there are going to be some more struggles than Darnold had last year.
Now, for a little context, with the power ranking before this was the way too early ranking.
Okay.
Where the Packers were 7 and Minnesota was 10. So the Packers actually dropped 2 spots.
Okay.
So, with that being said, give me number 8.
I'm trying to figure out how they're going to... It's going to be playoff teams.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out how they're going to organize it.
So I went Steelers here. I think the addition of DK, and I think you can project out that eventually Aaron Rodgers is going to add that is going to be the quarterback of that team.
What if I go crazy here and throw out a team that wasn't a playoff team, the Cincinnati Bengals? They're excited that those three, the big three, are together.
Yeah, the rest of the roster stinks, but they've got 4 top of the line guys. Uh-huh.
But Gabe, I'm going to afford you the right to file a complaint.
Okay.
How do you get to 9 and 10 without looking at 1 through 8?
I'm going to be honest, didn't pay attention to them.
It's easy. I mean, you could, so to give Joshy the benefit of the doubt, you could also just like click. Open it up,
Hit
F3 and search Packers. And it just kind of skips
down. I
just want
to be fair here. You know me, I'm all about fairness.
All right, you are about fairness.
Did I get it right?
Out there. No, you didn't. The Los Angeles Rams are number 8.
So sad.
And they were in the way too early power rankings number 12, so they moved up 4 spots.
Okay, I actually had the Rams a little higher. Because really, after I got through the top 5, it's like I kind of feel similar about just about every team outside the top 5.
Yeah.
Okay, 7.
I'm in no man's land here.
Yeah,
because this feels too low for the Commies.
Correct. Like the Commies have to be 6 now, but I don't think the Steelers are 7.
I don't think anyone's feeling great about the Texans after trading Tunsil. And they didn't add any of note.
Hey, I mean, the problem with the Steelers is that they don't actually have a quarterback right now.
It's hard to rank them. I'm going to go Commies.
I'll say Buccaneers.
The Cincinnati Bengals are number 7, up from 9 in the way too early power rankings.
Once the Steelers add Rodgers, the Steelers should be ahead of the Bengals.
And also, once the Bengals start 2-2, they'll be out of the top 10.
Yeah, so,
2-2. Might be 1-3.
Yeah.
You guys don't believe Pittsburgh is in it, correct?
Correct. At this point, Pittsburgh's not going to be a top 16.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are 17.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. They literally don't have a quarterback right now. Yeah, they could sign Russell Wilson, but, like, or Aaron Rodgers.
What will that bump them to, Josh?
Fringe top 10.
Yeah. I mean, they were a playoff team a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they added DK Metcalf and potentially Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, 6.
Commies.
Yeah.
You nailed it. Commies were 6. Way too early they were 6, so they didn't move at all. Number 5.
I went Ravens.
It's going to be Ravens or Bills, so I'll go Bills just to be different than Gabe.
Ravens are 5, and they were 5 in the way too early. 4.
Bills.
A.O.
Dachi.
I said Bills.
Yeah.
Okay. AO is 4.
Okay.
Now, they were way too early. They were 2 and have dropped to 4.
Yeah, this feels more right. 4 feels better for them.
3.
Detroit.
Yeah. I agree. Detroit.
3 is correct, and they were 3 in the way too early. 2.
KC.
No, see, so now here's the thing. It's going to be the Eagles, and they're going to put the Chiefs at 1 because you got to do something a little different.
Philadelphia Freedom is 2.
And the Chiefs are 1.
Spots. They were 4 in the way too early.
Which made no sense.
How are the Chiefs 1, though?
Yeah, because you can't put the defending Super Bowl champion at 1. That's too boring.
Yeah, you got to do some.
Yeah, but when they belong at 1.
Yeah, I mean, the Chiefs are in the top 4. The Eagles should be 1. I think everybody agrees there.
The Chiefs got worked. Worked.
Yeah, it was 1 game.
What they should have done is swapped Detroit and KC and make that the intrigue.
Oh, yeah. That would be really intriguing. Real intriguing.
Did Detroit lose? I know they replenished their corner. They had a good corner and replenished them.
Yeah, they got DJ Reed.
Is that about it?
Yeah, it's about it. I mean, they've spent a ton of money re-signing their own guys because they've hit on so many different players.
Okay, I thought that was a pretty good list. I thought it was pretty accurate. Let me just give you a little.
Especially that 10-9 situation.
Now, the Chargers were 11.
Okay.
They were 8 in the way too early.
Ooh.
Broncos and then Joshy Texans are 13 down from 11. So there you have it. That's a good list.
But I think that's where for the Packers, it feels about right.
Yes.
Like just inside that top 10. Like they're a solid team, room to grow, things like that.
Yeah, the draft will be interesting on how, because I'm sure they're going to do a post draft one too. So we'll wait for that.
Which is still about a month away. Chewy, when he was, you know, when his kids were a little bit younger, he had to deal with college coaches. You know, both of his kids ended up playing college football, Michigan State, New Mexico, but obviously they went through the recruiting process. And there's one college coach in college basketball that just, it just seems like he can't stay out of his own way. And now his athletic department is just helping him not stay out of his own way. We'll dive into all those details. That's coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. But Bucks fans, it is time to show off your skills. And a pair of Bucks tickets are going to be on the line. We all know this is the time of year we're a little distracted by hoops. Whether you're watching on TV, whether you're at home, driveway hoop in the court in a gym, just rolling up a ball of paper at work, trying to launch it into the garbage can. We're all trying to get buckets. And you can show us your best shots. Send us a video at ESPN Milwaukee on Twitter using hashtag BucksTrickShot of your creative shots. Just make sure you send it in before April 8th, and you could win two tickets to the regular season finale April 13th against Detroit. Again, just on the video. Take yourself creative, different trick shots. Use the hashtag BucksTrickShots on Twitter. Send it to us at ESPN Milwaukee and submit your stuff.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What operating system does a Chewy computer run on?
I believe it's a Cat 14.
It's a COS. It's a Chewy operating system.
I was thinking Windows 98.
Yeah, very similar.
It's dial-up. Let me get my modem.
Chewy.
On 94.5 ESPN.
The reason I'm skeptical a lot of times of college coaches is because this whole narrative, oh, they're the leader of men, right? This leader of men narrative. And then yet they don't act like, you know, that they have any accountability. And this whole Dan Hurley story, it's just really been sticking with me, Chew, the last couple of days. And for those who missed it, after UConn lost for the first time in 3 years in the NCAA tournament, Dan Hurley, who does like to whine about officiating on the sideline, walked off the floor. And as they were walking to the locker room, because, again, it's the NCAA tournament, so there's a game right after them, they're walking past Baylor, who was about to play Duke. And Hurley shouted out in audio that we cannot, I mean, it's just a big bleep fest, but basically said, I hope they don't bleep you like they bleeped us, talking about the officiating and saying that to Baylor as they walked past. And that video was captured and it was put up on social media by a reporter who works at a Charlotte news station. And after that went up, the director of communications for the basketball team went up to the reporter and demanded that the video be taken down. The director of basketball communications, Bobby Mullen, saying he would, hey, you should take that down. And if he didn't take it down, he would ruin the reporter's life if he did not cooperate. Which, can we... So then he tries to explain himself, first of all, through a statement made officially through the university, saying, quote, the lasting image of Coach Hurley leaving the court should have been walking off the court arm in arm with his seniors, overwhelmed with emotion. Instead, a reporter who was in an area he should not have been recorded on his cell phone a private comment made to members of another coaching staff. Spoiler alert, the reporter was allowed to be where he was. Yep. If he wasn't, then the NCAA would have stepped in and made him take it down, which that has not happened to this point. So he tries to double down and spin the narrative, and then in a now-deleted Twitter rant, put out, PR man yells at reporter, news at 11. This is from the director of basketball operations. I have a journalism degree, know the difference between reporting and seeking out gotcha moments. My temper flared a bit in a moment of weakness after a loss, but I think the journalists I work with regularly would vouch for me. Can we? Why do people who work in college athletics have such an issue with regulating their emotions? Like, why is this?
How about a sorry from the coach and, what is that, the CID?
Yeah.
That's CID arrogance, by the way. You can add that to the list.
Okay, hold on. I've got it up here.
What's his, is that Dan Hurley?
Dan Hurley, yes.
He just bothers me. He bothers, you know what I thought? I hate people that, because he was the kid, the son that no one knew.
Yeah.
Right? And his brothers had Duke, you know, basketball coach. His dad was a famous basketball coach. I hate people that when they have success, just turn into different people. And I'm sure I big-time people back in the day, which I'm not proud of, and it happens. But this guy just doesn't get it. How about an apology? How about, sorry, I let my emotions get the best of me. I shouldn't have said that. That's okay. I don't care if you say it behind closed doors. Right?
Well, and I mean, I guess I don't know who Dan Hurley necessarily owes an apology to.
He's like, always complaining.
But he's complaining about the officiating nonstop, I mean, which is just annoying. But
and it's the way he does it, too.
Yeah.
His delivery method.
Well, because he went right from, I hope they don't bleep you guys, to talking about accountability afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was, you know, was smart enough to give CBS this heartfelt thing.
Right.
When he's just blaming the officiating.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, in the Maryland, who is Maryland playing? Colorado State?
Yes.
The Colorado State, and after Maryland hit a great buzzer beater, everyone, oh, that's a travel. When he was asked about that, he said, maybe it was a travel, maybe it wasn't. Doesn't matter because it wasn't called on the floor. Like, that's how you handle
take
these
the
situations.
High road. Yes. Yeah.
And like, it bothers me that you want, like, I understand you want to control everything that you can control. But for a CID to go up and try to threaten to ruin someone's life, first of all, you're a CID. You don't have any power, dude. Like, this, if anything, this is going to ruin your life. Like, because the university is going to have to do something about this now because you decide to threaten like a member of the media because they portrayed your coach in an accurate light. You wanted it to be one thing, but it was actually another thing. Like, everybody knows Dan Hurley is just whining. Like,
yeah.
It just bothers me that this seems to happen more often than not in college athletics, that coaches who are supposed to be these leaders of men are just consistently whining about different things instead of just stepping up and going, hey, we needed to be better. I needed to be better. These are the things that we needed to do. Instead saying, nope, hope they don't bleep you like they bleeped us. Like, we didn't do anything wrong. It's clearly all on the officiating. Because he's the only one who has ever gotten a bad whistle ever.
What bothers me is it doesn't bother him. And it's just these people. You know, Jason talks about Orlovsky, how they used to have him on Wilde and Tausch back in the day when he was a nothing, you know. And then now that he's Mr. Big Time, won't give him the time of day. I don't know. Is that don't forget where you came from?
There's something.
Rule Book 101?
There's something within college ranks and ascending to the heights of success in college that gives those people a God complex because they are able to control every facet. The journalists for a lot of these college programs can be pushed, bullied, and influenced into writing or not writing things that are favorable. So when it escapes your containment, there you see somebody saying, I'm going to ruin your life. For all that person did was film the person acting the way we all know him to act. It wasn't a moment of, this is extremely out of character for Dan Hurley.
No.
This is who you are.
Like, I saw the video and go, that's Dan Hurley, and then this guy made it worse. Like,
I don't even think it was that bad.
No.
But guys, it's obvious. It's also a product of where they're from. There's nothing in Connecticut.
That's fair.
Are the Hartford Whalers still there? I don't even know.
No, they're not. Have not been there for 30 plus years.
there's no pro team.
I believe
there's
they became
one
the Colorado
college
Avalanche
of significance. You know, that's it. That's all that's there. So that's the only show in town. Connecticut has nothing.
What would
I grew up in Massachusetts, probably 40 minutes from the Connecticut line, and I know two people. Two people. The guy who used to involved in his charity and John Dorsey. Those are the only two people I know.
What would have to happen to you for your anger to rise to the level for you to say the words, if you don't do this, I'll ruin your life?
They'd have to do something serious to a family member.
Yes.
Or an inner circle
friend. Like bodily harm, right? Like physically harming someone.
Oh, yeah, that's not like, a big deal.
I can't imagine being on such a power trip where you use the phrase to another human being, I'll ruin your life.
Gabe, I said it to someone in the station at the awards when he put his hand on my wife's shoulder, and I said, you put your hand on my wife's shoulder again, I'm going to throw you through that brick wall. Now, I was half kidding. Not really, but half kidding.
But that's not even threatening to ruin someone's life. You just stated a fact.
Gonna beat him up.
You just stated a fact of what was going to happen.
I feel bad that he stayed up all night and waited till 6 a.m. to call Craig in the morning and say, is Chewy going to really kill me? I was joking.
Chewy doesn't even remember.
Yeah. The Hartford Whalers last played their last game in 1997. They defeated the Tampa Bay Lightning. They then relocated to Raleigh, North Carolina, where they became the Carolina Hurricanes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. So there you have it.
You know, coming up on 30 years.
Just short of 30 years since they played their last game.
But you know what?
Great logo. Maybe and colors.
Yes, Joshy, one of the best hockey shirts all time. And I still see him.
Yeah, oh yeah. People still wear the Whalers hats.
Oh, it's a great name. It is kind of like the like how people still wear Expo stuff.
Yes.
Like it's just such a great logo that people still dive in and do that.
Yeah.
Can we put another Infinity Exteriors poll up, Josh? Can you ever imagine yourself using the phrase I'll ruin your life?
Have you, or do you see yourself ever using the phrase I'll ruin your life? Yeah, sure.
Because again, like it's just
I'm pleading the fifth on that one.
Well, you don't have social media, you can't vote anyway. You're fine. No. You're fine. But it's such a wild phrase to use. Oh, hey, take down this video or I'll ruin your life.
And you also have to consider the offense here. The offense is filming somebody at probably one of the events in the country that is the most filmed and taped and pictured. Like, it's not like you were in his house surreptitiously filming him. He saw other people around.
Yeah.
He saw you. And all he did was film him and his actions.
I mean, just look at the contrast of a Hall of Fame coach in Gino Auriemma, who, you know, I knew years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's just a class act. Could you ever see him doing this? Never in a million. And if he did do it, he would come and say, I apologize. I let my emotions get the best of me.
Well, because again, like in the odd twist here, like Dan Hurley is not the biggest offending party here. It's an SID.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Like Hurley was just, you know, MFing a couple of officials, which again, he's just a whiny, you know, he's just whiny. That's kind of how he is. But like for the SID to go, no, we've got to take this down or I'll ruin your life. Like, what are we doing?
What's this tool's name? I want to get a look. Like,
the SID.
Yeah.
His name is Bobby Mullen. He's the director of men's basketball communication. Bobby Mullen threatened to ruin a reporter's life if he didn't take down the video.
Okay.
Because again, like,
with this?
What's also funny here is the only life really getting ruined is old Bobby's.
Yeah, like he's the only one with anything. He's the only thing with anybody, only person in this story with anything on the line.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he's got more. He's got a lot of chins.
Careful, Chew.
I was gonna say
he's gonna make you apologize. Yeah. He's gonna ruin
is
your
he
life.
Really?
He's gonna
you,
ruin
are
your
you
life.
In a spot to get your life ruined.
What's he gonna do? Eat me?
Oh, jeez. He knew he was gonna double down.
I mean, this guy, that's what he said. This guy right here.
Yeah, that's what that guy right there said. Take down the video or I'll ruin your life.
See, that goes back to the they're in Connecticut. There's nothing really else in town. Yeah. You've won two
Whalers.
National championships.
The Whalers.
Yeah.
Almost 30 years ago.
But I mean, you put the face to what he said, and it's kind of funny.
And it becomes even more funny.
Yeah, now it's hilarious.
So if this guy said this to you, you would just laugh in his face.
I would laugh. I would laugh. Did you see the picture of the dude?
No, I have not.
Yeah,
I have not.
You would laugh.
I've seen the picture of the reporter.
Yeah.
His picture is one of the stories that I saw. Yes.
Okay. Great. How was he going to ruin his life?
I don't know.
I mean, it couldn't have been physical.
Look, again, like this guy just is out of his depth. He didn't know what else to say.
Oh, yeah, I see him.
He didn't know what else to say to a reporter from Charlotte who's never going to be like, oh, yeah, I need a credential to a UConn game.
And the guy from Charlotte's probably, thank you. Keep those clicks coming.
This is you can't look like old Bobby Mullen and be thrown around and ruin your life.
No, you can't.
How?
You really can't.
How, bro? Look at you.
Yeah, because he's the SID for the men's basketball team. Pretty powerful position, Josh. It's like Ashton. Like, it's like Ashton going to someone. Like, I mean, Ashton's got some power, but he doesn't have power to ruin anybody's life.
Yeah, you say boo to Ashton and he's running for his life.
I don't know why I just had to throw Ashley under the bus here, but yeah.
Yeah, you knew I was going to follow up.
Yeah, I did. That's on me.
The interesting thing here is the only life he could ruin on this program is mine. You guys are over here talking tough.
Yeah,
I report to the guy.
From the biggest plays on the court to the comments made in the locker room after, an in-depth recap of every Bucks game in 6 minutes, no more, no less. It's Bucks in 6 in the Bucks Plus Audio Network. If you missed any of the game or just want to relive the biggest moments, Bucks in 6 provides game recaps every morning after. Hear the high-flying dunks from Giannis or the deep threes from Dame and catch the comments post-game about what happened on the court. It's Bucks in 6 in the Bucks Plus Audio Network. Find it now at bucks.com/plus or on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You got to have a condiment with the bread.
Yeah, you want some sort of
alone.
Yeah, you want some sort of lubricant with the bread. Yes, that's correct.
Yes.
It's just necessary.
You follow
like, you don't want to just be sitting there eating like pieces of white bread with nothing on it.
Can't be going dry.
Yeah, can't be raw dog and just white bread.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Know what makes me happy? My wife being happy. That's why I go to the jewelry center. Let's be honest, most guys don't have a clue when it comes to buying jewelry. Gabe's one of the smart ones. Got the engagement ring and the wedding bands from the jewelry center for his wedding in 2022. Joshy, were you invited to that one?
Gabe's wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was there. Okay. I talked to you.
What a nice guy, Gabe.
I talked to you.
Good decision. They also do in-house repairs for watches and other fine jewelry like my championship ring when it needs work. I know where I'll be taking it to the jewelry center. They have 3 locations to stop into, Greenfield, Brookfield, and Burlington. And if my wife can't tag along, she can look through all the many styles of diamonds and other fine cuts online at shoptjc.com. I'm the living proof. Happy wife, happy life. The jewelry center will make it happen. Brookfield, Greenfield, Burlington, and online at shoptjc.com. TJC.com.
3 Infinity Exteriors polls that we put up today on at Jen Gabe Chewy on Twitter. Number 1, do you hold grudges? 79% of people say yes, they do hold grudges.
We need to work on that.
Yeah, forgiveness. Yeah. The second, how much do you think the Green Bay Packers want to win? We put up contention mode, willing to do what it takes to win, or content to compete. Contention mode, 42%. And right now, our third one is still very early in the process. Have you ever, or do you see yourself ever using the phrase, I'll ruin your life? 18 votes, one person has said yes. I want to talk to that one person. I want to know which that situation was. Ashton saying it was him. You're the one who voted yes? Ashton?
We're on a break, all of us. I'm mad at all 3 of you, and you can all go to hell.
You couldn't fight your way out of a brown paper bag.
Will the Italian with Cousin 7 of the Day, Brian Belaga, Iowa. Coming up next.